Martin, you need to get up.
No. You've got to go. You can stop them.
Liv, he's right.
We can stay here. We can help.
There's no point. Just go. Very nice knowing you.
But you didn't. We barely got a chance.
Please. Just live. Oh!
Martin! Martin? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
I heard noises. You seemed distressed.
I said I'm fine. It's nothing. Just a bad dream, that's all. Just a bad dream.
Just runny enough. Beautiful.
Well, what do you think?
About what? I think quite a lot of things in general. I'm rather a thoughtful person, I'd say.
About the outfit?
I think it's a dress. Does that help?
Do you like it? Do you like the colour, the shape, the design?
Oh, sorry, Liv, it's not really my field of expertise.
I think you're just pretending you don't know what I'm talking about, so you don't have to answer.
I'm sure it's very pretty, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, I do. And I'm the one that's going to wear it, so tough. I'm fed up with people looking at me like I've escaped from a zoo.
Yes, I'm afraid this time period isn't exactly known for its advanced gender politics. Don't you like it here? I thought you were enjoying your new lease of life.
I am. Of course I am. It's just all so alien.
What's wrong with being alien?
I don't understand how anything works. The money, the people. Even walking down the street's a great leap into the unknown.
You must walk in a funny way. You could have waited in the TARDIS.
For 2 weeks? That's hardly living life to the full.
Hence the Ritz. You can live in luxury at my expense.
Oh, and get sneered at by the staff who think I'm your kept woman. Couldn't I have stayed in Baker Street?
One of my other selves is in the house somewhere around now. I wouldn't want to bump into him. Things could get awkward.
The small one? With the question marks?
No, the tall one with the mad hair. Mad hair, mad eyes, mad... well, everything, really.
How many faces have you got?
8 at present. 1 for each day of the week. 1 for best.
And which one's this?
Which one do you think?
It might be useful if someone was here to show me around.
I can't. I'm busy. You'll get used to things eventually.
Eventually? How long are we staying? Doctor, Molly isn't here.
She's got to be. Back in her proper time and place, the Time Lord said. That's London, 1921. Still with dark eyes, though. Don't you find that troubling?
Of course I do. But what if this isn't where she was left?
I could make inquiries at the Donaldsons. Kitty Donaldson was delirious in a different timeline when I met her. You know how it is. She won't remember me. Probably I should go in undercover.
How are you going to manage that? You're the most conspicuous man I know.
Oh, I'll manage. It'll be a disguise of quite devilish cunning, I can promise you that.
You're a doctor?
Yes, Dr. John Smith. I knew your father, he said...
Oh, that is wonderful! A doctor, you're exactly what I wanted.
I am. Not looking for a husband, are you? I've made that mistake before.
Come in! I'm terribly sorry to pounce on you like this. Follow me upstairs, the guest bedroom.
What? I'm flattered, but I think you've got the wrong idea.
It's my brother, you see. I'm awfully worried about him.
Your brother?
He hasn't been the same since the war.
Oh, I see. Your brother?
Martin lost a leg, you see. He's rather struggled to cope. Never leaves the house. Always seems morose. I thought a medical practitioner might be able to help him back towards the straight and narrow.
And you didn't want to ask Molly O'Sullivan?
Molly?
Your father mentioned her. A nurse of some sort, wasn't she? I understood she worked here.
Yes. Yes, she did. But not anymore, I'm afraid.
Oh, I see.
She was quite the opposite of my brother, in fact. When she returned, she said she felt trapped in one place.
You happen to know where she went?
Sadly not, Dr. Smith. She didn't say. Why do you wish to know?
Oh, no reason. I just thought, No, it doesn't matter. Thank you for your time. You've been most helpful.
But, Dr. Smith, you haven't seen my brother yet.
Your brother? Oh. Oh, what harm can it do? Yes, yes, silly me, your brother. Let's take a look at this brother of yours. Hello, I'm Dr. Smith. You must be...
Martin.
Martin, good to meet you.
You too, Doctor.
Well, don't shake my hand if it's, difficult.
Oh, don't talk rot. The crutches aren't a problem. Reckon I could probably ballroom dance on them by now.
I've got you.
Spoke too soon, clearly. Hello. Spoke too soon, clearly. Hello.
Sorry, did you, feel...
Dr. Smith, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine. Now, do carry on.
Martin, this is Dr. John Smith. I thought he could be worth a chat. He knew Daddy.
Really? I never thought Father was the sort for friends. Certainly not as young as you. Still, live and learn, eh? Has Kitty told you about me?
Rough outline.
I have been in the wars, rather. Just the one, actually. That was more than sufficient.
Martin, are you all right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Why do you ask?
You seem a little...
A little what?
Well, bouncy. Full of the joys of spring.
Is that a problem? It is quite the beautiful day out there. Who could possibly be grumpy?
It's not a problem. It's merely different.
Well, different is good, surely. Certainly given the mood I've been in. I simply thought, why get stuck indoors moping all day? Everyone needs a change from time to time, eh, Doctor?
Yes, change is as good as a rest, as they say. Whenever I'm at my lowest, the tiniest effort, and I'm a whole new man.
Exactly.
But the nightmare...
Oh, that was nothing. Badly digested cheese or something. Don't trouble yourself with that. No, been cooped up in here too long. Time for Martin Donaldson to get out and about again.
I see. Well... Dr. Smith, I must apologise. I appear to have brought you here on a wild goose chase.
No, I don't think you have. Martin, you say you want to get out and about again. Do you fancy looking after a friend of mine?
What?
He wanted someone to show you around. He's someone who can show you around.
You said he spends all of his time indoors.
Well, you can show him around then. Look, please, for me.
Are you up to something?
I wish I thought.
You're up to something.
Why would you say that?
You're very bad at lying to your friends. You've got to tell.
A what?
Like in a card game. A change in your behaviour that gives you away.
Really? That's wonderful. What is it? No, don't tell me. Do I rub my nose? Ruffle my hair? I hope I get a twitch.
No, you just look terrified and guilty.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
What's going on? Is something the matter?
I'm not sure. When I met Martin, I felt a change. A change in the world, but more importantly, a change in time.
What does that mean?
It's hard to explain, but let's just say there was a glitch in the chronology of the universe. Threw me quite out of sorts.
And this is the man you want me to meet?
Oh, don't get me wrongly, but I don't think it's him. It's a symptom of a wider malaise. These last few weeks, I've felt like time has been bent out of shape somewhere. Nothing specific, just a sense, tickling the edge of my mind. But it could mean the timelines aren't as stable as we thought.
And you didn't think to tell me that?
I didn't want to worry you.
How's that working out?
I don't think I can emphasize enough. It could be nothing.
But it could be something. I see. What's it got to do with me taking Martin Donaldson out on the town?
It was stronger in that room. Maybe there's an unstable time field running through it. I don't know. But I would like to find out. And I can't find out...
While he's still in there. Hence me trying to draw him out of his shell.
Almost literally. It would be awfully helpful. Are you in?
I suppose I am.
Excellent. Well, let's get started. He's in the lobby by the aspidistras.
What? Well, you just brought him along. You weren't going to wait for my answer.
You might have said no, but you didn't, so it's all good. Come on, he's dying to meet you. Ah, as promised. Liv, Martin, Martin, Liv.
Liv, pretty name. It's short for Olivia?
No. No, it's not short for anything. It's just Liv.
Oh, right. I see.
Great. Well, seeing as you kids are getting along so well, I should probably head off. Two's company, as they say.
Right.
Now, I want her back here in one piece in 3 hours' time. Is that all right?
Of course.
Perfectly fine.
But up until then, she's all yours.
Great. Yes, well, I think we'll probably be fine from here.
Of course you will, yes. I should go. Have a lovely day.
I'm sorry about him.
No, it's not a problem.
He can be quite embarrassing some of the time. Actually, make that very embarrassing most of the time.
It's all right. He seems a good egg. We should probably get going.
If you're sure. I'll understand if you want to call it off. He has rather foisted us on each other.
Don't worry. This way.
But we don't even know where we're going.
We'll decide on the way.
And you'll be okay with the door? I mean, with your crutches?
Oh, don't worry. I've had plenty of practice.
Right. Well, here goes nothing. Wait for me!
Livchenko.
I beg your pardon.
This is the Ritz Hotel. You are Livchenko.
No, I'm Rachel. I'm the receptionist. You must want...
If you are not Livchenko, then you are of no value.
All right, here we are. Let's see what the trouble is. Interesting.
That noise?
Dr. Smith, I didn't hear you come back.
Kitty, it's you. Come in, close the door.
In fact, I did hear... Actually, I'm not quite sure what I... Why is there a blue box in Martin's room?
Because I brought it here.
And why did you feel the need to bring it here?
I didn't. I felt the need to bring this here. And it happened to be inside the blue box.
What is that?
I could tell you what it's called, but the words wouldn't mean anything to you.
What does it do?
Beep, mainly. Sometimes it rings, sometimes it thunks. Stop me if I'm being too technical.
Ah.
It also happens to be rather large. Not exactly the sort of thing one drags through the streets if one wishes to remain inconspicuous. Hence my bringing it in the blue box.
How is dragging a blue box through the streets less conspicuous than carrying that?
Ah, good question. And a good question I'm not entirely sure I've got a good answer for, so you just have to take me on trust when I say because it is.
It says police. Are you with the police?
Not exactly. Fascinating. Traces of an unstable time field.
I beg your pardon?
But not as much as when your brother was here. That's very troubling, don't you think?
I might think that if I had the faintest notion what you were talking about.
It's not something wrong with the room. It's something wrong with Martin.
I already told you that. That's why you're here.
And I sent him off with Liv. I should go.
Are you leaving that contraption here? And the police box?
Can you think of a better place to leave them? What was on this bedside table?
Was?
Something's missing.
It's the same as always, isn't it?
Not quite. There's less dust here. There was something standing there until today, but it's been removed quite recently.
I'm afraid I don't know.
Well, never mind. Questions for another time. I need to find Liv. I need to find them both. Best start at the hotel.
But you can't just go! Dr. Smith!
Liv, watch out!
Oh, thank you.
Lucky I was here.
Yes, sorry. It's the simple things you forget to watch out for, isn't it?
Oh, you weren't to know. Who'd expect a puddle on a sunny day? Pipe must be leaking up the road.
Did you buy what you wanted?
I did, thank you. Sorry to make you wait.
Waiting's fine. We've plenty of time.
Yes. Well, we don't, actually. I was wondering if you fancied popping down the Flicks.
Popping down the what?
Going to the pictures.
Oh, yes, a film. Why not?
Only the one I was thinking of starts quite soon. It's not awfully far, but we might need to get a hop on.
Then yes, of course. If that's what you want to do.
Wonderful. It's this way. I thought you might enjoy some Buster Keaton.
Some what? It's like you're talking a different language.
Buster Keaton. He's an actor. Lots of stunts and clowning. Very impressive. Haven't you heard of him?
I don't see many flicks. Still not used to them being silent.
Then you're in for quite a treat. Seen this one before, it's wonderful. Quite literally full of wonder. Almost too beautiful to be funny.
Well, don't oversell it.
I'm not. Thank you for doing this, by the way. Spending time with me.
It's not a problem. It's good to be normal again.
You've been abnormal? You don't seem the type.
You'd be surprised. My life's not exactly been conventional. It's just nice to do ordinary things. Ordinary things with ordinary people. No offence.
Oh, none taken. Pleased to be thought of as normal for a change.
Because of the leg?
No, people are fine with the leg. It's the missing one that troubles them. Doesn't seem to bother you, though.
Why would it?
Precisely the point. Here we are. Two, please.
You're just in time. It's starting. Those are the last ones.
Looks like today's our lucky day.
Hello, I'm supposed to be meeting one of your guests here later, but I think I need to track her down quite urgently.
Oh?
Livchenka, room 207, about so high. Sarcastic.
I don't know who that is.
She was here an hour or so ago, left with her man on crutches. I wondered if you'd heard where they were going.
I wasn't on reception earlier.
Oh, no, of course you weren't. Long shot, I suppose. Well, I'm sorry, can you smell burning? It's a kind of carbony residue in the air.
I can't smell anything.
Well, you must be able to. It's very distinct. Somebody's burned something. But I... Oh. It's a tiny little burn hole.
Where?
There. On your blouse. Right above your heart. Had an accident?
No.
No. I don't believe you have. Well then, lovely talking to you, but mustache! Everybody get out!
Show yourself, human!
Would you mind awfully if I didn't?
I can destroy that pillar completely, then you will have no cover.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I think it's load-bearing.
Stay then if you wish. It will not prevent your destruction.
You're firing at an unarmed man. Have you any idea how unsporting that is? Clearly you do.
Dr. Smith!
Kitty, get back!
Doctor? You are the doctor?
Yes, I am. Catch! I do like to keep the aspidistra flying.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. You might not find that funny now, but in 15 years' time, you won't find it funny then either. Kitty, get a gun!
The what?
The device she dropped. It's a gun. We don't want to leave her armed. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I have located the doctor. Backup is required. I'm in pursuit.
It all hurts, being dragged along by that car.
He knows what he's doing.
He's very good at running, though. Oh, I'll give him that. But how did Deadshot Dan actually escape? He just turned the lights out.
Must be a very relaxed prison.
Don't let it worry you.
But surely the people who brought him in would know the photos of a different man.
Stop taking it all so seriously. Relax. Try to enjoy yourself.
I suppose. Isn't it fun? Yeah, that's good.
Oh, nothing? Nothing. That should do for now. I think we've lost her.
Who on earth was she?
I have absolutely no idea.
Then why did you throw a plant at her?
Because she was trying to kill me.
Why would she want to do that?
Why do you expect me to know all the answers? I only got there 2 minutes before you. Actually, what were you doing there? I thought I left you in the house.
I followed you.
Well, not that I'm not grateful. You provided a useful distraction, but why?
Because of what you said about my brother.
Of course, your brother.
It troubled me.
It troubled me. Your brother, yes. I wonder if he is connected. So where would they have gone?
If Martin's in trouble...
You probably wouldn't want to walk too far, say a radius of 5 minutes in all directions.
I want to help.
Okay, number of attractions in that area is still too numerous for a search. Let's think about his psyche.
He said he was going to take her to the pictures.
Well, we could just check the cinema. That's probably the best bet. Lead the way. It's only been about an hour. The program won't have finished yet. We'll catch them easily. They won't have left. Come on.
Are you sure you wanted to leave? There's lots more.
No, the goat's the best bit. Everything else on the program's a make-weight.
That's a point. Where was the goat? I didn't see a goat.
He was the goat. Well...
It was good.
Didn't I say?
You were right. When he was standing by the wanted poster and the Star Troops.
I know, hilarious.
Well, I know you think that. You were laughing before it happened. Thank you. I enjoyed that.
Good. So, now, how about a bite to eat?
Why not?
There's a French cafe down there. Quick luncheon and then on.
If you're buying.
Sir, you've dropped... Oh.
Here's one.
Excuse me, I'm looking for some friends of mine. Young man on crutches and...
You know him?
I'm sorry?
Martin was here.
Well, if that's his name, he left just now. I tried to stop him. He dropped this, you see.
Mother's wedding ring.
Looks like diamond.
It is. What on earth was he doing with that?
I can't Begin to wonder. Well, don't worry, hand it over. We'll pass it on.
Oh, I can't do that. I don't know you from Adam.
Oh, good point. A man of integrity. I like to see that. Let me shake you by the hand. I don't suppose you saw which way they went, did you?
They said something about a French cafe. Up there. I was going to find them on my break.
Don't worry, no need. We can do that. And we'll send them right back. Thank you. You've been most helpful.
You can stop shaking me hand now.
Of course I can. This way, Kitty.
Wait! The police! If Martin and Niv are in trouble, a policeman might be able to help us.
Doctor, you will come with me.
You know, Kitty, I'm not awfully sure he will.
You will come with me.
Should we? Best not to cause trouble.
That's already best. Kitty, into the cinema, trust me.
You will come with me. The woman is unnecessary.
I beg your pardon?
Quickly. We might lose him in the dark.
All right.
But you haven't bought a...
In pursuit.
Ticket.
Bon appétit.
Merci, Claude.
Oui, sir.
First name terms.
I'm a bit of a regular.
I thought the doctor said you didn't go out much.
Oh, I don't. Always rather stay in with a book, to be honest. But that doesn't mean I stay cooped up in my room all day.
I suppose not. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Oh, don't let it trouble you. What about you? What do you get up to for fun?
Fun? Fun. Now, that is a question.
Is it?
Yes, I'm not sure I actually do fun, come to think of it.
But you seem so full of life.
I was once. That was long ago.
You're being very hard on yourself.
I just don't have any time, you see. Which is ironic, for various reasons. Life got hard. Very hard. I spent so long struggling to survive that when I did...
You forgot to live.
Exactly.
I think the war affected everyone in that way.
The war, yes.
I saw so much death myself that I felt guilty to be alive. More than that, actually. Guilty to be happy. It felt that if I spent the smallest amount of time enjoying myself, it was a betrayal of my friends, of everyone I'd lost.
Like I'd forgotten them, forgotten their suffering.
Like I had to be dead too.
Yes.
But that's ridiculous. They wouldn't want that. They wouldn't want me wasting time dwelling on the past. Living well is the best way to remember them.
I suppose.
It's true. It took me a while to learn that, but it is true. I wasted so much time sat there in my room, doing nothing. I should have been out here, living.
That's easier said than done.
Perhaps. But how many things worth doing are easy? I was lucky. One day, a long time ago, I met someone. Someone alive and beautiful and just a little bit sad. Without even knowing they were doing it, they showed me what I'd been missing. That the world's a wonderful place. You just need to embrace it. So I did. That day, I decided to try and make every second count.
Which you seem to do rather well.
I had an excellent teacher.
Maybe I should meet them then.
Maybe.
He's still looking. I was hoping he'd assume we departed by another exit. What are we to do, Dr. Smith? Dr. Smith!
What? Oh, sorry, I was watching the film. That was a good bit. I really shouldn't hide in a cinema. It's terribly distracting.
What are we going to do?
I'm not sure. At least this one's not trying to kill us. It could have shot us outside, but it didn't. It's a definite step in the right direction.
Doctor, you have been located. You will come with me.
What? You can see in the dark. Oh, come on, that's hardly fair.
You will come with me.
It's hardly human, given the monotonous tone and relentless implacability. I'm guessing it's an android. Are you an android?
You will come with me.
Such a vocabulary. Yes, definitely an android. Keep retreating, Kitty.
Dr. Smith, what's an android?
Doctor.
Which on one level is bad because it means he'll be very difficult to stop, but on another level it's good because he's not really alive. That gives me many more options.
How do you mean, not alive?
The projection booth. Follow me.
What was that?
It's Claude being clumsy. He usually is. Probably our cue to depart.
Oh. I was just starting to enjoy myself.
Well, no need to stop now.
But the doctor wanted us back at the hotel.
Always have to do what the doctor says, eh?
It's usually a good idea to listen to him. usually.
Well, not today. We're having fun. Where's the harm? Indulge me.
I suppose.
It's a busy city. So much we can do. I've got a leaflet here somewhere. How do you like the sound of the British Museum? you don't like history, eh?
It's not. It's just you'd be surprised how much history I see.
If you'd prefer somewhere else.
No. No, I wouldn't. I should embrace the idea. Live a little. It's not as if there's any urgency to meet the doctor, is there?
Exactly. Shall we go?
What on earth?
Don't mind us. We're from the British Board of Film Censors doing a spot check. We are trying to prevent scenes of a violent nature.
Hey, what are you doing to my projector?
Borrowing it. Kid, did you carry a mirror for emergencies?
I do.
Well, it might have escaped your attention, but this is an emergency.
Here you are, then. What are you planning?
All I need now is your mother's diamond ring.
But I can't go back to the Usher without going through the policeman.
Oh, you don't need to. It's in my jacket pocket.
How on earth did it get there?
I think I shook his hand that bunk of fun, did you? Just fish it out, would you? Then keep back.
I suppose...
Doctor, you will come with me.
Hey there, you! He's tried to nick my projector!
Oh, that'd be absurd. As if I could even lift it. I just need to shift its beam elsewhere. Got it.
Doctor, you
come
will...
Come with you. Yes, got the message, but I'm sorry. I don't think I will.
What?
No. It's the avenue!
What did you do?
Focus the light from the projector into a laser using the diamond. Directed it with the mirror. That ring really was a useful find, wasn't it?
It was.
You can have your projector back now.
What?
He won't be the last. Whoever's sending these things, it won't give up that easily. Now, where's this French cafe? I need to find Liv. Get away from here.
Oh. Well?
Well, we're about 45 minutes behind them, according to the waiter. They were sat over there.
That table? There's something on the floor.
We've been lucky tracing them here, but luck runs out. It's the end of the line, surely.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I... most kind.
Madame.
Oh, pardon. It seems to be a leaflet for the British Museum.
You think they might have gone there?
I know Martin's rather fond of it.
Could we be that fortunate? A clue just lying there, literally?
In the absence of any other option.
Good point. In for a penny. Let's go.
On for this supposedly cursed stair, known colloquially as the Red Lady, despite not containing anything matching that description.
Do you want to hear something embarrassing?
Maybe.
Do you know the Elgin Marbles?
Is that English?
Those sculptures over there. They were part of the Parthenon, but the Earl of Elgin, a chap called Thomas Bruce, had them removed and brought back here. Always been rather controversial.
I can see that. But the embarrassment is?
The embarrassment is that it was only when I came here I realised that they weren't spherical. I'd thought they were called marbles in reference to the game. Rather than simply being made of marble, I expected big stone balls. I was 25.
You know, I'm not awfully sure what you're talking about, but you do make me laugh.
Good. Isn't that the doctor and my sister?
Thank goodness we found you.
Liv, we have to leave.
What?
We need to get away from this city, this time period, this whole planet right now. Otherwise, everyone here will be in terrible danger.
Doctor, what on earth are you going on about?
I was enjoying myself.
I'm sure you were. That's lovely. But if you'd like to live long enough to enjoy yourself again, you'll come with me.
You did say it was usually a good idea to listen to him.
All right, let's go.
No, just you and me.
What?
But we're in danger, you said.
Only when you're with us. They've focused on me every time.
But Dr. Smith...
No protests. You and Martin wait here.
What do you want about?
I'll explain as we go.
Where?
The TARDIS, obviously. It's in Kitty and Martin's house. Come along. Oh, look, the marbles. I modelled for the one on the left, you know.
I'm so sorry. It was lovely meeting you.
Likewise.
Have you the faintest notion of what's going on?
Kitty, you trust me, don't you?
Of course I do. You know I do.
Because you're going to have to do exactly as I say. Exactly.
If I'd have known I was going to end the day clambering over a garden wall, I'd have worn something practical.
We agreed. Wearing breeches would be quite the course celeb.
And breaking and entering isn't. But heaven forfend, I let escaping from androids interfere with my reputation in society.
I'm sorry if it's undignified, but when trying to elude pursuers, the more oblique journey is usually recommended.
Somebody's going to see us and call the police.
Then we should be quick. Alley-oop! Oh, lovely garden. Come on, Liv.
All right.
Back door. Locked. Well, easy solution.
You think we've lost them?
These androids seem very single-minded. They're not interested in stealth. If they knew where we were, they'd be here waiting for us. As they're not, that suggests we're well ahead of them.
Stop right where you are, Doctor.
Of course, I could be wrong about that. Hello. Good to see you again. Just you, is it? Obviously not.
You had to ask, didn't you?
All right, let's not do anything hasty. I believe you might want to take me to your leader.
We have no interest in you.
Really? Live then?
We have no interest in either of you.
All right, that's worrying.
Then why have you been after us?
We want your TARDIS.
And I've led you right to it. You can release the servants, you know. They're no threat.
We know this. No one is a threat to our controller.
Really? Sounds like he's overcompensating.
You're not wrong. He's not half as clever as he thinks he is. If he was, he wouldn't have needed to go through all this palaver just to find my TARDIS.
The timeline here is unstable. A precise trace was impossible to confirm.
Really? How interesting.
You think this is something to do with what happened with Martin?
Could be.
The only sign of your presence in this time zone was Livchenka's signature in a hotel register.
Hence you're waiting in ambush at the Ritz. She was your only chance of finding my ship.
It was never about us.
Seemingly not. We were just a means to an end. Somewhat bruising to the ego, don't you think?
My ego is the least of my worries.
We have located the time machine upstairs. You will open it.
You know, I don't think I will. Call me old-fashioned, but I make it a rule never to give psychopathic megalomaniacs everything they want. Tends not to end well.
I was not speaking to you. I was speaking to her.
Me? Why would I do that?
Because we will kill every other person in this room if you do not. Silence! Well?
That's not fair.
That is not an answer.
What choice do I have? All right.
If you do realize, they will kill us whether or not you open the TARDIS.
More than likely, but I can't just let them shoot everyone, can I?
I suppose not.
Exactly. I've got to give you all a chance, even if it's a futile one.
Take her upstairs.
We obey.
The rest of you will remain here as security.
Come with us.
Get off me. I'm going. Going. Good luck, Doctor.
You too, Livchenka. All right, everyone, stiff upper lip. I'm sure there's a way out of this if we just think hard.
You will not have time.
You said you were going to wait.
I said nothing of the sort. Why delay and allow you an opportunity for escape? Perhaps even to foil our plans.
No, hold on. Give me a second.
Goodbye, Doctor. What is...
Martin! That woman has a very bad relationship with pot plants.
I'll take the gun, thank you.
Where did you come from?
Behind the sofa.
What on earth were you doing back there?
Waiting for the right moment, apparently. 10 blasted minutes.
Doctor, do you want to switch that noise off?
I don't...
It's coming from your pocket.
Yes, it is. An alarm clock. And not one of mine. I wonder how that ended up there.
Kitty, take the staff and get them out of here.
Of course. This way, everyone.
And more to the point, why did it go off? Who sets an alarm for 5:38 in the afternoon? 5:38 any time of day.
Doesn't really matter, does it? Gave me the distraction I needed.
Thank you for that, but how on earth did you come to be here? In this room? At exactly the right time?
I'll explain later. Right now, we need to rescue Liv.
Open it!
I can't do everything instantly, you know.
Wait!
Make up your mind!
I have lost contact with the primary unit. The doctor must have incapacitated it.
Yeah, he does that.
He will be attempting rescue. You four, seek him out. Intercept and destroy.
We obey.
Kitty, Doctor, into the dining room, quickly.
Oh, but they took Liv upstairs.
I am aware of that. I'm simply saying that if you wish to stay alive to rescue her, you'll get into the dining room now.
It might seem strange listening to Martin on this, but his ideas have worked so far.
No, it doesn't seem strange. In fact, it's beginning to make sense.
In.
Right you are.
Check the rooms on this floor. We will search those on the ground level. I shall investigate the dining room. You take the sitting room.
One down. Actually, make that two.
That was absurdly dangerous.
I'm sure it was. I think it's all a matter of timing.
Perhaps. Speaking of which, we don't have long. Upstairs!
Best follow him, I think.
Thank you, Miss Chenka. You may have this.
What is it?
You will know soon enough. Guard this room. I shall pilot this craft to our controller.
That's it? You're just leaving us here?
Oh, I'm not convinced that's a good thing.
Three down, one to go. Two, one. Right. Head for my room now.
There might be more of those things.
There aren't.
You can't know that for certain.
Actually, I'm pretty sure he can. I'm also sure it's probably a good idea if we let him take the lead into that room as well.
But there might be androids in there too.
Don't worry, Kitty. Everything will be fine. Just have to pop in now. And that's your lot. It's safe now. You can come in.
That was impressive.
How remarkable. How on earth did you manage to destroy them all?
Oh, I was in the war. I'm used to these things.
Yes, of course, that's it.
Doctor, they took the TARDIS. I couldn't stop them.
I know, I heard it dematerialize. But that's all right. We are alive, and as long as we're alive, we can stop them. Somehow.
They gave me this. Do you know what it is?
Okay. Our chances of staying alive are now significantly reduced. This is a temporal grenade. They must really want to cover their tracks.
What's a temporal grenade?
It's a very powerful explosive device that works four-dimensionally. It obliterates today, next week, the last fortnight, every time period adjacent to this. Tiny bits of the now scattered through history, like ashes in wind. This single grenade could destroy the whole of London.
So we should probably deactivate it.
I shall do my best. I'm not sure I can stop it outright, but I might be able to limit its field.
Liv, get Kitty outside.
I beg your pardon?
Stuff the chivalry. If you're here, we can be here.
I'm not being chivalrous. The doctor needs me, but you're just additional bodies getting in the way. No need to get hurt pointlessly.
I'm not sure how to take that.
You'll have to, I'm afraid. On this occasion, Martin is correct. I need his help. But the fewer other people here, the better. Take Kitty outside.
Dr. Smith, please.
You're insisting on that, are you?
Very much so.
Trust me. I have to do this.
Then I'm going to have to agree.
Do I not get a say?
No. Come on.
I should be able to open the casing with the sonic screwdriver, but after that I'll need some copper wire. Don't suppose you happen to have any on you, do you, Martin, by any chance?
Here. Bought some in a shop this morning before we went to the cinema.
Yes, I thought you'd have done something like that. That should stabilise it. Give us a few more minutes, enough time to work on it and have a chat. Tell me. How long have you been stuck in a time loop?
I really don't think we should be abandoning them like this.
Oh, we won't be.
It's just you. What?
Must stop. Time Lord.
You're going back in there? Of course. Wait here.
I'm glad to see you're not denying it.
What'll be the point? This is when you work it out every day.
Took me long enough. I've been trapped in enough time loops myself. Should have recognised the symptoms. I suppose I was thrown by the novelty of walking through someone else's for a change. Put your finger on this wire, please.
Of course. Don't feel bad. Didn't want to give it away. I tried to behave as naturally as possible.
Until things get risky, hence knowing you had to be in the sitting room. The alarm clock was from your bedside table. That was what was missing.
Popped it into your pocket when we met.
Someone had been using crutches as long as you wouldn't stumble that easily. It was a feint. You left me the ring as you knew I'd need it. You call me the Doctor, not Dr. Smith, like your sister, almost as if...
I know, it's your name.
You can release that wire now. Knowing how to get past those androids confirmed it. And the temporal grenade sealed the deal. You were caught in its blast somehow, didn't you?
It's been an awfully long time. Struggling to remember what happened exactly. I didn't know there'd be a test. But that's sort of it. It started earlier, of course. We got captured at the Ritz, but still ended up here. You'd nearly deactivated the grenade, but something went wrong. Tried to get you out of the room, but I got hit. Next thing I knew, it was the morning again.
Must have been a shock.
It was. The first day, I just stumbled through the same motions again. Couldn't understand what was happening. Second, got out of the house straight away. Avoided everyone. Thought if I wasn't here when the grenade exploded, it wouldn't be flipped back. But when it blew, London was obliterated. And there I was, back in my room again.
If you're sent back, regardless of whether you're caught in the blast or not, your body must have been infused with chronons.
I know. You've told me that before.
Aye. Well, apologies for the repetition, but for me, this is the first time round.
I resigned myself to helping out. Next few times, I told you what was happening straight away. First thing in the morning, you explained it to me very clearly.
I'm obviously a very clever fella.
Tried to come up with a solution, but couldn't make it work. So next time, I told you how it had gone wrong, and we got a little further.
A process we presumably reiterated, getting incrementally closer to a solution every time. I mean, that's what I would do.
Exactly. But it never worked. Almost as if the timeline could only vary so far.
You don't know that. We might have figured something out eventually, so why give up? Why stop telling me?
That's the bit you never understand.
Well, I don't understand.
I fell in love.
Oh.
Liv's a remarkable woman, you know that?
I do.
Spent a lot of time with her over the days, years. She's really quite wonderful.
She's one of my very best friends.
If I'm not in the way of that blast, she dies. It's her or me.
She wouldn't like that.
Then don't tell her.
I can find a way around these things. I can save you both.
You think that would make it any better? I understand what you'd have to do if you fixed this. You'd have to go. Have to take her with you.
Whatever those androids want, we have to stop them.
This is the only day I get with her. That I ever will get with her. Why would I want it to end?
Even if it's the same day, over and over again?
Oh, it's not. We do different things. Today it was the cinema and the British Museum. Tomorrow, an art gallery and a boat trip on the Thames. After that, who knows? As long as we end up back here now and everyone's alive, we can do what we want. It's an odd life, but it's a life.
It's not life at all.
It is. And I get to live it with her.
I can't just let you do this to yourself.
Won't have any choice.
Doctor, you must not. This city must not live.
Get off me!
All righty then. Here we go again.
Doctor, Kitty's safe. That android, she's still alive.
So I've noticed. The grenade, she's reactivated it.
It has entered final countdown.
I've got it. Doctor, get back.
I can't let you do this.
I said get back.
What are you doing?
No!
Here we go.
Liv, you still there?
Yes, I think so. What's happened to Martin?
Liv, keep back!
Let go of me! Martin, are you all right?
Oh, good. We're still here. Looks like London's safe then.
What happened?
He caught the full blast. Shielded us from it. I'd reduced the grenade's area of effectiveness, but he would still have absorbed a vast amount of temporal radiation. It destroyed the android, though. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Where's that chronon scanner?
Martin, you need to get up.
No. You've got to go.
Liv, he's right.
You can stop them.
We can stay here. We can help.
No, no. There's no point. Just go. Very nice knowing you.
But you didn't. We barely got a chance.
Please. Just live.
Martin, wake up.
I don't think he can.
He can't be dead. He can't be.
Liv, we need to hurry. The TARDIS's trail won't last forever.
So we leave him on the floor. Doctor, he just saved our lives. He saved us.
Us, yes, of course. He was saving us.
Kitty's outside. We need to tell her.
There isn't time, Liv. I used this chronon scanner earlier when I was checking this place out. I didn't put it back in the TARDIS. I can use it to find the ship.
You can do that here!
I can't. I've just tried. This room is awash with temporal distortion. I don't have a good enough trace. It's still on Earth. Still in this time period. But if we want to be any more specific, we have to go now. Now!
How can you be so inhuman?
I'm not human. Please, Liv, think of the bigger picture. These androids are up to something.
I doubt it'll be good for humanity. Martin wouldn't want his sacrifice to mean nothing.
We'd barely even met him, and he gave up his life for us. Why would he do that?
I'm sure he had his reasons.
Living well is the best way to remember him.
What?
It's just something somebody said to me once. You're right. We should go.
Yes, come along.
Goodbye, Martin.
I'm fine.
I heard noises. You seem distressed.
I said I'm fine. It's nothing. Just a bad dream, that's all. Just a bad dream.